Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we're back. Michael Cohen with producer Emily Scarlett. Just taking a look at Google Maps, looks like the roads are running a little slower than normal around Lansing. The freeways are still moving, though. No big red markers indicating a real slowdown. So just be careful as you're out there. We're seeing a little accumulation, but we're expecting at least 4 inches overnight. Attorney General Bill Schuette today holding a conference with police officials, prosecutors, and government leaders to talk about how they should enforce the state law when it comes to medical marijuana following the court ruling that led to dispensaries across the state shutting down. But meanwhile, there's an effort to get him out of office. Richard C. Clement Sr. heading the recall effort against Bill Schuette, which will require over 800,000 signatures. Richard joins me now. Welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing, Mike? All right. How you doing?
Very good, very good. It's I guess I'm bracing myself for this little winter storm we're about to experience, or it might feel that way. So this effort, this 800,000 signatures, I think recalling Governor Snyder would have required something in that range. That certainly didn't even come close. Is this mostly a symbolic effort?
Well, no. I would say yes and no, both of that, because it's symbolic, because we had the guts to actually pull it off. And it's a test, too, because, you know, we use technology, I believe, with Facebook and Twitter and using the Internet. I mean, we could knock out basically Snyder and Schuette. They're going to make it your duty to recall Bill Schuette. I mean, this man is wasting our money with that. I mean, he's abusing our office. He's supposed to work for us, right? And this guy is basically working to sabotage. You know?
Attorney General Schuette, though, says he wants to maintain law and order, that he points to the sale of medical marijuana that is beginning to look like the Wild West. Wasn't the lack of clarity in the law a factor in making things maybe a bit out of control?
Well, you know, you talk about a lack of clarity. Sure, there needed to be something for the dispensaries, but if you look at what the overall picture of things, Bill Schuette's a job killer. You know, I mean, that program brought over $12 million to the state of Michigan just through registration fees. And by the way, poor sense when they take, 120 days to print a card. You know, come on, man. I mean, you know, this is, we got to do something. We want behavior change.
Well,
you know,
I wonder when it comes to the attorney general, I mean, he's always been against, I think, the general use of medical marijuana, although voters did approve the law. What do you think is underlying his kind of his efforts to I guess limit in some ways medical marijuana use?
This is a guilt trip on Mr. Schuette. Now, back in college, used to call him Billy Bong, okay? And now he had a Jesus moment. Now you think marijuana is a devil weed, and then we totally disagree, you know? Not only 63%, but if you even look at Michigan Avenue, hey, as soon as he came through, not a spots are dead again. You know, he's a job killer. You know, think about all the electricity that people growing that were paying board of water and light. You know, I mean, he's on personal weed jihad, you know, and he's losing.
I'm talking to Richard C. Clement Sr. He's heading the effort to recall Bill Schuette. I wonder, Richard, we haven't really seen a lot of local law enforcement reaction to dispensaries since this, this court decision was
right.
Announced. And most dispensaries, from what I know, have stopped selling medical marijuana. Are you surprised that law enforcement hasn't been more active, and do you expect that to change in the coming year?
Well, I expect law enforcement to be deactive and business to be proactive. Basically, we got a great prosecutor, Stuart Dunnings, and whereas he's got like meth and meth and all that other crazy to deal with, murders, and, you know, somebody smoking a joint never shut, you know. What are they doing? You know, they're just basically out there, citizen, paying taxes and going to work.
So the Supreme Court, they're doing a lot of these 4-3 rulings, including this recent ruling saying that the pension taxes is constitutional. What is going to happen here if the Supreme Court decides that the Attorney General's position on medical marijuana, the fact that it shouldn't be sold in Michigan but rather exchanged, what will that mean to patients if they do support that viewpoint?
Well, Well, you know, you always go to option plan B, C, and D. You look at what was actually going on, you know. Sale of marijuana, you have it through donation. You know, you could go to a local dance and some of your parties and get a drink ticket, you know. So you're not exchanging the sale of marijuana. All Bill Sheedy really did was made people smarter and wiser. Because, you know, honestly, he's a lousy lawyer, too. So,
Now, the state, from what I know, issued, what, 200,000-plus medical marijuana cards for patients and providers. What has happened since all these dispensaries have been shut down? I mean, are all these patients still getting access to medical marijuana?
Of course, they're going through the open ones and businesses in Lansing. I mean, they're going other places, other places of business to get it. And, hey, people, you know, marijuana just grows little like tomatoes, potato, kale, squash, and, hey, people are growing, you know.
Right, and but although people were going to dispensaries, right, by the tens of thousands, and now those dispensaries are no longer available to them, have they all now found providers?
Well, again, they go other places like free market capitalism, where some dispensaries stayed open and got different lawyers telling them, you know, basically you got to look at it on a case-by-case basis, you know. The Isabella County model, where they were actually charging sales tax on the marijuana, and whereas your dispensaries, you know, hey, they don't do the sales tax, it's all donation-based, you know. It's just a fee.
Do you think... I see now. Do you think the medical marijuana community has been vocal enough about the actions taken by the Attorney General, or have they generally been less than motivated?
Well, I wouldn't say that. You get the impression people are kind of laid back by Bill Sheedy because they were smoking too much bong, you know. But people are fired up because, you know, people spoke, you know, the people spoke in favor. And he's supposed to be, like I said, the Consumer Protection Division is supposed to make sure that we got good marijuana in Michigan, okay? Because I think, basically, Michigan got some awesome growers, we got some awesome farmers, we got people growing corn 8 feet tall in the city of Detroit, for instance. But, you know, marijuana, hey, I mean... What's the point?
What about the Michiganians that agree with the Attorney General? They feel that things were out of control when dispensaries were popping up all over the state. Do you think that maybe things should be kind of structured in a different way so it's not quite as pervasive?
Well, they ought to be integrated into the regular business community, you know. Just think about it. 48 McDonald's show up in a city. You know, we're looking at free market capitalism. You know, you look at the free market, well, you know, 48 people in one location, well, hey, you're going to have ups, you're going to have downs, but you're going to basically, you know, you're going to generate jobs.
So we, okay. Well, jobs are certainly, would be appreciated.
Yeah, this is Michigan. People broke, and you know, you got the most, I mean, one of the most dynamic industries firing up in the state of Michigan because, and you come on, man. I mean, we got to use hemp fuel. We got farmers. I mean, people broke. Michigan is an innovative state. We don't perpetrate.
About 30 seconds left, so you have, what, 90 days to collect this 800,000-plus signatures?
1 million signatures in 90 days. 1 million signatures in 90 days. You'll see it on the updated website called cityhallrecall.com. You know, we need the free to weed for the people in need to get the corporate greed. So let's all get it on. I mean, we're at ballot initiative, constitutional amendment. Hey, we don't play. I mean, we the people spoke.
Well,
and let them, you know, it's all, you know.
It'll certainly be quite an effort. Richard C. Clement Sr., heading the recall effort against Bill Sheedy. Thank you very much for joining me.
Hey, thank you for having me. We all need a free to weed. Peace.
Absolutely. Coming up next, we're going to talk about this drug that's used for diabetes. It's being researched at MSU, but they're finding that it actually helps reduce the size of cancer tumors. Interesting stuff. That's next. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.